Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Fourth and final hour here on this Wednesday afternoon. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe, Darren Donick, and Chase with you. I want to tell you about something that's going on in our city this Sunday. If you're a fourth through eighth grader and you would love some instructional youth football, a camp to go to, a skills camp, well, we've got your camp for you. It's at Friendship Christian School this Sunday from 1 until 3 p.m. Former Vanderbilt quarterback Kurt Page, a local high school coach here throughout the years, is going to be right in the front and center with all this, and he now joins us. Kurt, how you doing?
Oh, fantastic, guys. I appreciate y'all letting us on. We're looking forward to a great Sunday afternoon of getting out of the COVID-19 strangleholds and getting back and introducing some instructional football to some youth football campers, fourth through eighth grade. We're so excited about it. Thanks for being on the air with you guys.
Well, for any parent out there listening who just perked up when I said fourth through eighth grader, because you're like, oh, wait a minute, I've got one of those that is playing football and would love to go to a camp on Sunday. What can they expect in that two-hour window?
Well, we're gonna introduce the fundamentals of football in certain positions. Every offensive position will be covered in every defensive position. So we've got a all-star lineup. We've got Tim Bryant and working with the linebackers along with Dennis Stallings, a former Tennessee Oiler. They're going to be working with the linebackers. We've got secondary coaches, Cromwell Stewart, longtime Nashville coach, and going to do a great job there. And linemen going to be coached by Gary Clark and some other high school coaches. Gary Clark played at Vanderbilt. The FRA, give a shout out for Franklin Road Academy with Chase McCabe there. And he's excited about working with those guys. And then offensively, I've got Corey Harris, NFL Super Bowl champion, Vanderbilt. He's played defensive back for the Ravens and an Indianapolis high school All-American there for high school and played at Vanderbilt and is a Super Bowl champion. He's going to be moving around from running backs to defensive backs as well. And then a good friend of mine, Jeff Rutledge, a quarterback, won the 1978 National Championship for Alabama and then a couple of championships in the NFL with the New York Football Giants, is going to help us with quarterbacks and help me there. And Corey Burton, a longtime assistant coach here in Nashville, is going to be helping with the backs. And Wayman Buggs, my old number eight at Vanderbilt. He's my wide receiver instructor and coach and really teaching the guys. You know, he played with the NFL and the USFL and is working here in town doing great, great things for a lot of people. So he'll be working with those guys. And then we've got some other coaches that are with that age group that are really going to be working. So we're going to work on a lot of fundamental stance, alignment, working on the fundamentals of catching and throwing and just really targeting that age group and really building toward guys. We want to do a fantastic opportunity to build toward we're going to call it throw deep spring passing league for that age group. I'm going to have it set up in the spring, February, March, and April, and really try to work on that age group, throwing and catching the ball. As I moved around from Texas to Georgia to Alabama, and back into Tennessee high school coaching and also in Florida, I'm noticing the SEC footprint that the younger guys are throwing the ball and some other areas are getting ahead of us, like in Atlanta, Georgia. I lived there for 2 years. They're producing a couple pretty good quarterbacks, one's at Ohio State and one's at Clemson. So my goal is to start nurturing the guys here, younger ages, and help them passing and throwing and building a better brand of football for us in high school and also college.
It's a great idea. You've got a heck of a staff here, Kurt. And let me tell you a story here.
Yes.
Coach Rutledge, all these kids are going to come out here. They're going to get tremendous. We have the utmost confidence, though, in Coach Rutledge because Darren was having a lot of trouble a few years ago throwing a spiral. He had the velocity, but he was throwing some ducks
out there. I don't know this story. I love these stories.
I could get it in there, but it didn't look pretty.
It did not look pretty at all. It was bad. So Coach Rutledge, though, worked with Darren. Darren, what, about 5 minutes?
We were at NBA. We were doing a show at NBA, and within a commercial break, maybe a little bit past that, he had me zipping spirals. Look, if he can do that for me, I have the utmost confidence he can do it for any 4th through 8th grader. Promise
you. I know it. I love him. He's great. His son-in-law is actually my doctor, so I like to shout out to him, Lico Barfield. He's taken care of Coach Page for years now and got me into great shape. So it's just sticking with good family people. And I tell you, one thing with Willie, though, you're that left-hander, right? You're like
Willie's the lefty. So. Yeah, Willie could throw the spiral.
But my one championship at Father Ryan was with Todd Campbell. I had to turn my brain around. He was a left-hander in '97, so we won the state. So I could do it. I could coach left-handers too. So
all right,
but it's going to be a lot of fun. We're really blessed. I just called out some of these friends and said, "This is what I want to do. It's my vision." We formed a little company, Soar Athletic Training Company. It's with Craig Ladd. We grew up together and know each other for years and years and years. And I've got other friends that I've coached with, Joe Code at Father Ryan, and families over there. Rick Riley, he's bringing his son Wes. I'm getting to work out with him. He's a rising 5th grader. And then we've got 8th graders. So we already have some people, but we really want to grow and get our we're going to have a 10 and under passing league, a 12 and under, and 15 and under. And That's the age group that we're really going to target the next few months and really try to build a really good brand. So thank y'all for letting us be on the air. And we've got families from Franklin Road Academy, Chase McCabe. We're getting one of the administrators there, Lisa Zinner, her son's coming, and David Tucker is, we're just kind of trying to get out there slowly, but this will give us a really good reach here with this opportunity to broadcast this here right now. Thank you guys so much.
Now, the ultimate test, Kurt, would be if Jeff Rutledge could – if he could get Chase
really
McCabe to throw a spiral.
Yeah.
Or any coach, you've got you, anybody. I mean, you, I'm going to throw you in there. If any of you could get Chase to throw a spiral – we'd have to make this a weekly segment and say, hey, let's just call it the tip of the day.
If he'll come out Sunday, I will get Chase to get the spiral. We'll get it on film. I've got Bobby Blevins, the video company. He's coming out, and so is Mike Straysinger. So we're calling out all the big dogs.
The big guys.
Wow. That is big time.
And we'll get you out there. And then I love to come on as much as I can and would like just talk football and talk good stuff because y'all have a great, great show. I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you for saying that. That two-hour window is just not enough time, Kurt, for Chase. That is not going to happen in that two-hour
window.
I'll
do personal training, too. We could take another hour. So no
Coach
problem.
Page has seen my spiral. He knows it needs work.
I know. But, Chase, you were always up the booth with Craig Ladd doing everything you – we were on the web before they knew the web. So internet, you're broadcasting those Friday night games and getting that publicity out for all those Franklin Road Academy players. Did a great, great job, and just so proud of tracking your career, man. So proud of you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, in all seriousness, I've got a 3rd grader. We're in travel baseball, and this is the off season, and so this is when you do your off season training. You look for camps. In fact, we're going to go to a camp this Saturday morning. And one thing I wanted to bring up, if you're listening to this and you're definitely intrigued, by the way, you should be very interested. That is a heck of a staff Kurt Page and this group has put together. But what really jumps out at me is I get it, times are tough in 2020, but, man, to have those type of players and coaches available that have all the experience in the sport – to help teach young people skills for $20, let me tell you, you are not going to find anything better than that. $20 is as good as it gets to get that kind of instruction on Sunday. At least that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, we appreciate it. It's going to be an outstanding day. We're going to have additional camps coming forward, so we're really looking forward to getting this thing growing. And we already have 50 pre-sign up, so that's great. And we're looking to add to that number by Sunday. And by getting this reach right here with 102.5 The Game, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be inquiring. But they can go on, we're on Twitter, Soar Athletic Training. And you can sign up through Eventbrite, and just look forward to servicing these young people and building a really good brand. And holistically, we're mind, body, and soul, so we're looking to pour into these kids. And that's the thing that all these coaches, they know it's not about wins and losses. They know it's not about who's going to play at the next level. It's about getting the best out of each young person each and every day, and making them better young people and better brothers and better dads in the future, civic leaders, community changers, you know, all the things that we want these young guys to inspire to be. And that's why we're putting them all around these guys, because this has been the MO and the direction, the vision of these guys, of all these people's lives. And Chase has been impacted by it, being around guys like Coach Clark and Coach Tucker and Coach Weicker and all the guys he was influenced by. And now he's doing that, and y'all as well, you know, and y'all's athletic endeavors, Willie at Vanderbilt, you know, getting coached and taught by just great mentors. And that's who we look up to. And these guys are a lot of these guys did it for me, and I got to do it for them. A few of them that I got to coach, and then a few of them I got to coach with and against. And we just want to build strong camaraderie ties and powers with all the other young people. So that's what we're looking for. It's a holistic approach, and we're just very, very happy to be a part of this.
I love that vision, Kurt, because as you said, you know, we get caught up even on our show sometimes, and
sure.
we always have to check ourselves, and it's not always about who wins the championship and who makes it and gets the scholarship. There's just so much value in playing and learning life's lessons from playing football. And I'm sure as a high school football coach, the best coaches, that's part of the message. You're turning out good people, and not just, you know, you don't just do it by keeping track of how many games you win and how many people you send on for scholarships.
Absolutely. That's it. That's at the end of the day, you know, that's what you're meaningful, and your guys that you, it's no different than a great teacher in the classroom. You know, those are the people that you aspire to grow and be more like. And that's what you want to be. You want to influence those people in a top capacity and really help them grow themselves. And, that's why you're in the, you know, being a lifelong learner, you know. That's why I went back to school, made a pact with my wife when she was sick. And Chase, remember, she was sick at FRA and you know, lost her 9 years ago to cancer, but just made a pact with her that I would go back and get my doctoral degree. And we've done that. We finished that at Trevecca, great place. Dr. Patterson and those folks are just tremendous and did great research over there. And then now, you know, inspired me to get back into coaching, and then now run this training program with Craig Ladd to really pour into these people, because these are going to be our future leaders, Willie and Darren and Chase. These are the guys that they're, you know, the guys we're going to impress and make an impression on Sunday. They're going to be the future high school players of our Middle Tennessee State area, and then they're going to be the future guys that are going to college. You know, either academically, athletically, you know, whatever capacity, and they're going to be the leaders of insurance and leaders of, you know, commerce and just everything that's going on in our society. So that's the need that we see. And Corey Harris had great conversation with him earlier this morning, and he is so on point, and just look forward to sharing his vision soon too. We have some great guys, and Jeff Rutledge moving back in town. He's been a godsend for us and our program, so we're just looking forward to it, and just hope y'all can continue to, you know, put out the message, and just look forward to working with you guys more and more on these type of things.
Oh, we'll keep getting the word out, Kurt. I want to ask you. Kurt was a heck of a, for people that don't know, was a heck of an SEC quarterback at Vanderbilt back in the day. And one of the things, Kurt, that I remember about that era, that was still a time where you had a lot of teams running the wishbone and option play, and you guys were kind of on the cutting edge of throwing it all over the place. And I'm curious what you, when you're watching college football today and you think about those offenses that Watson Brown was drawing up, what goes through your mind? It's an interesting, because you guys were different than what we see as the norm now, but what you guys were doing back there is what we see every Saturday.
Exactly right. Willie, that your point on, you're exactly right. The things we had to do, you know, we didn't have the Bo Jackson, you know. We didn't have the Herschel Walker. I saw those guys. I played against Herschel Walker. And every time I would sit down, I'd hear that little band start up. That meant he's running another 80-yard touchdown. He has a 300. You know, when we played Herschel Walker, you know, on that Friday, he came in. Usually the governor or the head football coach from Georgia, which is Vince Dooley, they come in. They have the they have the state troopers around him. Herschel Walker had the state trooper around him. So that's when we knew he was legit and going to be a Heisman Trophy winner. But you're right. The league was all about running. It was turning the ball and handing off and running the wishbone at Alabama with all the runners and Georgia with all their runners and Florida with all their runners. And then Coach Brown really changed that. You know, he went to a short passing attack, RPOs before they were RPOs, run pass options. You know, now everyone's doing this, you know. And we did that with Keith Edwards and Chuck Scott, Alamo Matthews, Phil Roach, you know, named Whit Taylor. I got to watch him 2 years as his backup. So we were doing that then. And now I only wish I had Willie, Darren, and Chase. I wish I could have taken one shotgun snap as a player. I would have loved that.
Wow.
Things
you never hear a quarterback say today.
Some guys don't know how to take it under the seat.
I know.
Now, so.
Yeah. That's right.
But I wish I could have done that just one time. If I could go live life.
Why didn't
over
let you
it.
Do it? Why didn't Coach Brown
we
let
never,
you do
we
that?
We never did. You know, the only team that really did that back then would have been, believe it or not, was Tom Landry with Danny White, you know, and Roger Staubach. They put the shotgun in. And there were a few teams, even Minnesota with Fran Tarkenton. They did. You know, no one. It was just like I don't know. Just stubborn. You know, hey, you know, maybe the center can't do it. I don't know. But now, I mean, I've got third graders. I'm working with a 10 and under team that's going to travel to Gatlinburg in a couple of weekends and play. And I mean, we have a 9-year-old. He can shotgun snap it. So that's my only wish. But it is fun now to watch the guys play. Like I said, I've lived in Texas, in Georgia, and Alabama, and Tennessee now, and. You know, in all those areas, you know, they have, they have people that can do the snapping. The quarterbacks know how to do the steps, and that's what we teach. And so it's just fun to play now. I mean, it's fun to play offense, you know. Now it's also fun to play defense because, really it's basketball on grass, you know. That's what I like to call it.
Isn't that funny? As you say this, yeah. Kurt, one thing that comes to mind, we've talked about Jeff Rutledge. Jeff Rutledge was an NFL quarterback for a long, long time,
right.
But at Alabama.
Yes, sir.
How many passes do you think he threw? He probably threw more in 2 weeks than he did the whole season in the wishbone, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was under center. And, you know, I had gotten recruited to Alabama, and their defensive coordinator, Ken Donahue, had begged me. He said, Kurt, I promise you we're going to get out of the wishbone. And my dad was like, not so fast, son. You know, they had Kenny Stabler, who was that's why I wore 12 at Vanderbilt, you know. I love that guy. So that was a guy I really watched. And all the guys, as you mentioned, you know, from Alabama have gone on and played NFL at that position. So, they got the best players back then with Coach Bryant, you know, Joe Namath and just different guys from all over that era. But, nowadays, you know, and just of late, you know, you've seen Nick Saban transfer his, you know, run first, you know, options to spreading it around and getting great receivers. Now what is Alabama? They're wide receiver U, looks like, you know, so. You got to cater to what's relevant now, and that's where your best players are now. And the running back position has kind of been downgraded a little bit, you know, because a lot of those guys that grow up in the younger grades are put at linebacker and put at outside linebacker. I mean, that's what we're going to focus on with some of this talent identification program we're going to put together with Corey Harris and Jeff Rutledge, is encourage guys to play positions that are going to, you know, make their process a little bit easier on the field quicker, you know. So where a lot of guys might just put their hand on the ground, be a defensive lineman, you know, we're really going to encourage those guys to stand up and be more of a linebacker type and learn to run earlier. We catch them at this 9 and 10, 11, 12-year-old age. They'll start adapting their, you know, style of play to that. So, you know, it's been exciting. We've been to Gordonsville and Watertown and some of the neighboring areas and seen their championships through SOAR athletic training, and really encouraged those coaches to facilitate moving guys around on that football field and really enhancing their ability. Because kids watch the college football. We're in the SEC. Everybody watched Tennessee. Everybody watched Vanderbilt, Alabama, Auburn, LSU, you know, all the teams, and that's who they strive to work toward and grow as young players. And We believe at SOAR Athletic Training we can help them. You know, not all of them going to make it, but we want to have that desire and that vision, and, you know, and one day they'll reach their goal and be the best they can be, and that's what we want them to do.
All right, here's the stat, Kurt. I don't know if you've ever seen this. You can tell this to Coach Rutledge. All right, you had 493 passing attempts your junior year, 83.
Yes, sir.
350 more in 84. All right. Here's Rutledge. Rutledge, his entire career in 4 years, threw 372.
Wow.
So you threw twice as many passes in 2 years as a starter than he threw his entire career. They didn't have to throw it much, did they?
No.
They ran it pretty well.
Yeah. They had some great running backs. Plus, you know, that was their bread and butter, you know. They had recruited 5 and 6 running backs probably in every class, you know. So, but Jeff Rutledge is, you know, he's made the adjustment all the way through as a player, you know, as a coach and, you know, coaching at the NFL level all the way down to high school level. So it'll be fun having him out there. I know he's looking forward to it. He just relocated back and he's actually house hunting right now, looking around and, finding him a place. So just look forward to partnering up with that guy. And, like I said, you know, I know he's good people because his doctor's been taking care of me for a while, Dr. Barfield. So I love that.
Well, if he finds a house, jump on it quick because they don't last very long in this market.
They do not.
I know it. It's just quite a market now here in Nashville. This is the It City, so we're proud to be from the It City and be part of it. And, you know, I know it's exciting times. But, hey, we really do thank you guys and look forward to hopefully talking more about SEC. You know, as I moved around and coached, and got a lot of networking going on, and got a lot of quarterbacks that I've trained that are about ready to hopefully take over in some spots and for different SEC and also in our footprint, guys that are that I'm working with, some high school guys that are looking forward to taking that next step too. But really want to invest in that 4th through 8th grade and build a brand in there and get those guys built up and get a stronger for the future.
Sunday, Kurt, November 15th. Yep. That's this Sunday, 1 to 3. Looking forward to it, Coach.
Appreciate it, Chase. Just look forward to it. And like I said, people can sign up on eventbrite.com. They can go on there and SOAR Athletic Training. They can sign up there. Or they can sign up at 12:30 p.m. We'll have registration start opening up. And we'll find if kids have never played. I've had probably half a dozen of those kids email me and text me. If you've never played a position, never played organized football, this is a great way to start, a great way to be in a camp. You know, you can explore an offense or defense position or both or move around. We'll make it flexible to where, you know, if you find something that you like and just get introduced to the fundamentals. And like I said, we're going to have follow-up camps in the future through December, January, and then in February we'll start a passing league for 10 and under, 12 and under, and 15 under. We're looking to have 4 teams in each one of those slots and then play throughout the spring, and then I've had some great friends in the Georgia area that we'll probably go and compete with in the summer. Similar to what Willie's talking about with travel baseball, we'll go and play a weekend there and probably go down and play in Disney, you know, once COVID lightens up, hopefully. But I guess COVID ain't going away, so we just need to learn how to combat it and deal with it and do the right things through, you know, taking care of ourselves. But we're going to build a good brand and try to get the young people started on the right direction, and we're just looking forward to that. And we got all types. We got public school guys, private school guys. We've got guys that played in the NFL, guys that played in SEC, guys that played in OVC. So we're hitting all the boxes, and just look forward to training the guys and, you know, and really giving them a vision of playing love for sport. You know, you want to love your teammate. You want to love your friends beside you. Encourage each other and just make it a much better experience for everyone, because ultimately that's what you're going to be every day the rest of your life. You know, you're going to be working with people, and that's the beauty that we see. You know, we don't see black or white. We don't see, you know, that's the beauty of being in a huddle. I've been in huddles with, you know, all different type of faiths, all different type of religious beliefs, different colors, different sizes, tall, big, short, wide, you know, and they're all just great spiritual beings on a, you know, in a human walk, and that's what we're trying to do, and that's what we'll preach to our guys all afternoon Sunday, encourage each other and facilitate, you know, just being part of something bigger than themselves, and that's what we look forward to doing.
We will continue getting the word out. Best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you, guys.
I know you're going to have a huge turnout, but we'll keep getting the word out, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thank you guys very much. 102.5, the game is the best on the market, and look forward to just exploring and just growing with you guys as y'all have grown and done a great, great job. Thank y'all for everything, Willie and Darren and Chase. Y'all keep up the great work, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
You too. That is Dr. Kurt Page. He was a longtime head coach, high school football in the scene, as you just heard. was all over the place in Alabama and Georgia and Texas and coaching everywhere. And he is obviously back here, SOAR Athletic Training, and it's a great opportunity on Sunday for a two-hour window, 4th through 8th graders, to get some great training and great instructions from a lot of people who have been there, done it, and they've got a lot to offer. We will come back. More on the other side. Darren Donica Chase, ESPN, 102.5 The Game.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.